This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You can find more Joycast and show blogs. Go to joy.org.au.
This guy, have you ever wondered why some vegetables come out better than others?
Yes.
Yeah. Do you know what I mean? Sort of see some of them and go, wow, that's an amazing tomato.
How did it get like that? Some people are very good at growing, like the green thumbs of the world.
Well, I've always wondered. I've thought to myself, what does that farmer do that farmer doesn't do to make them so different? The guy who actually heads up the World Tomato Society, Ambassador Joseph Lufthaus, has the answers.
He's got the answers.
He's put it on a video. Now,
what does he do?
Well,
oh, I don't like it when he does that.
Well, he's got a reason. He's quite smart, actually, because he said, you know, to get the right tomatoes, you need all the tomato plants pollinated the right way.
Yes.
Because there's like a bees and all that kind of stuff and there's a lack of that happening.
They're hard to grow tomatoes.
He actually has come up with a way to do it. What he does is he rolls a certain instrument over the top of the plants.
Oh, do tell.
And rubs them over the top of the tomatoes.
Mm. Oh. What does he use?
He uses a vibrator.
Oh, dear.
It does.
It gives him a little tickle.
And why wouldn't you be sprightly?
Why wouldn't you?
I think if you were a tomato and someone was rubbing a vibrator over you, you'd blush and you'd be this rosy red tomato, wouldn't you?
Well, people have said for a number of years that you should talk to your plants.
Yes.
Yes.
This is taking it to the next level. This is like date number two.
the thing is, Joseph, I was watching
first
Joseph.
First we talk to them and then we just tickle them around here. I stroke my plants.
Mm.
Yeah, it's a lonely farm where Joseph Lufthaus is.
Do you, Tim?
I do. I stroke my plants.
He strokes his plants.
Well, because I think they respond to touch, and clearly they do. Yeah. I just haven't put my vibrator on mine.
Yeah. No, I might get out to the agaves later on and give them a tickle.
Old Joseph Lufthaus done a video on what he actually does with the vibrator and the tomatoes, and quite frankly, it should be on Pornhub.
I've got a fiddle leaf plant out there.
I think it's some fiddling.
Doesn't need any help in that department.
You're on Joy 94.9. If you have any at breakfast with the Murphys, that's like Audio Valium, that song, isn't it? It's beautiful. The weekend
lovely.
In your eyes. Oh,
lovely.
22 past 8, heading for a top of 14 degrees today. Someone who is basically now, in my book, one of the most fabulous people ever.
Is she though?
To walk our earth, or just the tan, is this little lady, Karen.
Well, you get sick of walking the same streets. I've done all of Brighton.
She's done all of Brighton.
Yeah, well, her name isn't actually Karen. She's been labelled a Karen.
No, but it's
because
so
she
good.
Is such a Karen, isn't she? For those of you who missed it over the weekend, this lady has become a meme. Because Channel 9 decided to ask her thoughts on not being allowed out of your suburb.
Oh, I just like the way
it again.
I'm sick of walking the same streets. I've done all of Brighton.
I've done all of Brighton. So good. So
I'd like to thank her for existing. Yes.
So I thought we'd do this morning, because Brighton has become so in the forefront of our minds. So since Karen walking the tan with old mate. I thought what we'd do is a little blankety-blank game.
Yay! We love blankety-blanks.
So I was driving the car yesterday and I thought I needed to give it a little clean. And I remembered I've looked in the back and I've got a spare Monopoly board.
Oh.
Brand new. Which we haven't given away. But I'm going to give it away this morning. All you got to do is send in your name and then just send in a sentence. It can be any sentence.
But it has to have the word Brighton in it.
Brighton. Joy 94.9, breakfast with the Murphys this morning at 14 minutes to 9. Hey, listen, yesterday we talked about Karen from Brighton.
That's right. Oh, her name is Jodie.
Name is Jodie, but as it turns out, we've done a little bit of research. Apparently Jodie is, Jodie's really well off.
Yes.
Jodie's the daughter of Bruce Matheson, who owns all the pokies and whatever.
He's a billionaire.
$800 million and so forth. So, and she married the Grollo guy who's also very wealthy. So they're loaded up to the max. And she has hit back at Dan Andrews because Dan Andrews had a bit of a go at her about, like, you know, stay in your suburb. You should walk around your suburb more because it beats being in ICU and whatever. So he had a go at her. She's retaliated saying, you know what, I don't care what he says. I'm really embraced this whole new Karen thing that I've been branded. I'm making people laugh in this Dandemic, she called it. Called it the Dandemic. So funny. But we were able to get a little interview with Jodie. Well, she became an overnight sensation on Sunday when she was interviewed walking around the town with a good friend and now gone viral as Karen from Brighton, whose real name happens to be Jodie. Jodie, welcome to Joy.
Oh, well, thank you, Dean. And my station's about the same size of one of my beach boxes at Brighton Beach.
Jodie, firstly, how are you feeling about becoming an overnight celebrity?
Oh, darling, when you have as much money as I have, fame is rather boring. Slightly annoying.
Oh, how do you feel about Daniel Andrews going on the attack then because you were caught leaving your suburb for exercise?
Oh, sweetie doll, my friend Dale and I walked around Brighton for weeks. There's only so many times I can walk past the Half Moon Hotel and the Dendy Cinemas before I was going to go batshit crazy.
But were you worried about the fines that could be issued?
Oh, God, darling, my pet poodle, Smuffing Top's haircut is $1,600. Do you think for a second some bloody fine for walking the 10 and stopping at the Royal Domain Cafe for a scrummy latte mocha half calf was going to stop us? I've said it before and I'll say it again. I've done Brighton.
Jodie, thank you for your time this morning on Joy.
Will this be broadcast in Brighton?
The Murphys.
Now on breakfast 5 days a week.
Only on Joy 94.9.
It is international. Oh, no, hang on. It's International Junk Food Day.
It is International Junk Food Day.
Yeah, no, Missy. No. You're on a good health food kick thing at the moment.
Well, am trying, but why would they have given us a day?
Well, because I don't know.
Pure it indulgence mean, in junk
listen,
food.
Listen, you.
What?
Over there. You're doing really well. You're in Dry July.
Could I please just admit to everyone here, I'm on Dry July and I've been very good. I've actually done an extra 5 days or 4 days.
Because normally when you give up, do Dry July, whatever, you get a bit angry. But you haven't been that.
No.
Why is that?
Well, I think this year I actually signed up for Dry July and I'm actually fundraising for cancer research.
So you're doing a good thing, so feel don't like be
it's
angry.
I feel like it's a good thing, whereas usually I just do it to myself.
But does that make you hungry?
No, I haven't been.
International Junk Food Day?
Oh, I'll be hungry if you don't let me have some junk food today. That won't be good.
I don't think you should. You're on a mission.
What my confession was that I've actually been on this for like 3 weeks into a bit longer than the actual Dry July thing. No change in the scales whatsoever.
But that doesn't matter.
None.
Don't follow the scales.
No, I don't care.
Follow your heart.
I feel good.
Follow your heart.
Sleeping well. I'll feel great with a Big Mac in my face later. I will.
16 past 7, here's Sam Smith on Joy.
Hello, Murphys.
Hello, Big Brother.
So little Sarah got evicted from the house last night. So sad.
I know. It was so sad, Big Brother.
And now it's just a romance and a bromance in the house.
Yeah, I really like the bromance, Big Brother.
Yes, Dean, I know what you're thinking, and so does Jesus.
Good one, big fella.
Big Brother, do you think I can make it into the house?
Now let me see. An aging, raging dance party promoter with 1.5 lungs who used to be an Amway distributor and has extremely pointed toes? Why not? It sounds like the smorgasbord we've been waiting for.
Oh, thanks. Thanks, Big Brother. I might give it a crack.
You'll be lucky to make it through week one, but give it a go, you ambitious queen.
Nasty. Big Brother, you're so funny.
The only brother-sister team on Melbourne Radio.
Joy's Breakfast Show with the Murphys.
Hey, did anyone know it's World Hammock Day today?
World Hammock Day.
We're broadcasting in the studios at the moment, live in hammocks.
Oh, I know, isn't it? It's hard to get to the mic in time. Okay, it's just going to go fast. It's going to be really annoying.
Oh, that's good.
It's annoying, isn't it?
Well, hang on. I'll hold on to the table for a beer. I can do this all day.
Yeah, I know. I thought we'd already done that.
2 hours of
yeah.
Wow, great.
Joy 94.9, Breakfast with the Murphys this morning. The hard battle, the Great Wedding's debate, is it the pie or is it the sausage roll? What is your favourite? Team Anna is the sausage roll, happens to be winning just slightly at the moment.
Oh, no. Michael said sausage roll all the way.
Oh.
There's another one. It's a long way to the shop if you want a pie.
Pie all
pie
the way?
Pie for the win.
Awesome.
Oh. Always sausage rolls. Cannot believe that Dean doesn't like a sausage in his mouth. That's from Chaz.
Thanks, Chaz.
Thanks, Chaz. And this one. Ah, delightfully delicious Dean said pie with dead horse. Sorry, Anna, we're totally out of sync at the moment.
Totally.
This is absolutely like 4 weeks in a row.
So we're just going to have a yummy taste of the pie right just, now. It's
we're going to get into the sausage roll.
It's now an oral it's now sensation.
I just banged myself.
It's lovely.
Oh.
It's a beautiful, that meat inside a pie and
ooh, the sausage roll.
Take the top off and
even after it's been nuked, reheated and gone cold. Mm. Amazing.
Mm. Yours looks like a dead rat.
Wow.
This is awful radio.
Yeah, it's dreadful radio.
Great.
God.
That was awful.
Two icons.
Yep.
And that's not you two. That's the meat pie and the sausage roll.
We sit before you know. We sit next to the two icons.
Yeah. Keep your messages coming through. Are you a pie person or a sausage roll person? Let us know. 0427JOY949 honor@joy.org.au. Whoever wins today, if I win today, you are doing a challenge.
Yeah, and if I win, you're doing it.
Where's the draw?
No, it's not.
It will be 2-2 then.
No, today's the deciding week.
No. Last week you won the first one. It was 2, and then you won one last week, and this today makes it 2-2 if you win.
No, I don't think that's right.
It is. I've written it down. It is. We'll come back in a minute and talk about it on Joy. Now, listen, in Germany at the moment, there's something which is really disturbing. There's a group of 200 alligator snapping turtles that have settled in a German lake, and apparently they're really causing problems and danger to some of the locals that may be walking by, and they're actually thinking about shooting them all.
No, don't shoot them.
I know. Aggressive. Well, they are.
They don't move very quick. Just pick them up and take them away.
I know.
So hang on. What are the alligator snapping turtles?
Yeah, snapping turtles.
And they're having goes at all the locals.
Surely you could put on some protective gear and pick them up and move them. You don't shoot them. It's like something out of a horror movie.
I didn't write the story.
Nine, you will not snap at me. I'm going to shoot you.
What accent was that?
I don't know. I was trying for German.
You did try.
I got 9.
Yeah.
I apologise to the whole of Germany.
If you see something on the roads, planes, buses or trains, let us know. 0427JOY949, honorajoy.org.au. Shut up, Eugene.
I'm not.
Get in the naughty corner, both. You're in the box already.
I am.
I can't go in there with him.
No, Bronwyn Sheehan, who is the executive director of Pyjama Foundation, she's going to join us next. And this next song, now I haven't run it by the music director, but I have to play it because it was in my dreams last night.
Was it?
Why? I have no idea, but I dreamt about this all night and I was hanging backstage with this dude or the group.
Of course.
And
you were.
I was good mates with him. Oh. And this is what it is. Yeah, I know, right? Wham.
What a dream. What a life.
Great dream. And here it is. I'm your man. I was his man last night.
Wow.
Oh, you're coming
good. Love our penguin stories on the show, don't we?
I particularly love the title of this article. Go on.
Okay. Penguins can shoot poo droppings 4 feet out of their rectums.
They can, yes. Ding, ding.
You heard it
4 feet.
19 past seven.
That's 1.2 metres.
That's 1.2 metres.
It's a long way to shoot poo.
It's amazing, but it's with velocity too, like really intense shooting
what
out.
Is the airspeed velocity of penguin poo?
Yes, 28 kilopascals.
I just like the word kilopascals.
I don't even know what that means, really. But anyway, it's ferocious the way they can do that.
Ferocious.
I just love the fact that the study was led by a bunch of researchers in Japan.
Yes.
And to find out how far they could do it, how, you know, where they could shoot it from, and, you know, if they did it for great height, you know, where it would land. What an awesome job. Like, can I just say, what an awesome job.
Busy day today, love?
Oh, yeah, just, you know.
Yeah, just testing how far the penguins can shoot their poo.
Little Waddle was doing well this morning.
Yeah, he was doing well.
He did 2 metres.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, what a great job in a pandemic. Like, everyone else is isolated and you just
little
go and
flippers a bit backed up.
there is a bit.
We're still waiting for him to go. He will go off like a gun.
He will go off like a gun, like a firecracker.
Giving him some fish oil and lubricated him right up.
Yeah, someone else who really loves.
I wonder if they shoot the poo and then slide really quickly along the ice on their tummies.
Yeah, I think you might be. I think you're onto something there. I think you're onto something. Someone who loves penguins is David Attenborough.
Yes, he
he's
does.
He's done lots of research. You remember a while back we were able to get a snippet of his interviews with the penguins.
Yes.
Penguins are a group of aquatic flightless birds. They live almost exclusively in the southern hemisphere, with only one species, the Galapagos penguin, found north of the equator. Highly adapted for life in the water, penguins have countershaded dark and white plumage and flippers for swimming. Most penguins feed on krill, fish, squid, and other forms of sea life which they catch while swimming underwater. They spend roughly half their lives on land and the other half in the sea. Although almost all penguin species.
That took me by surprise.
The Murphys.
Now on breakfast 5 days a week.
Only on Joy 94.9.
And it is old joke day. Tell an old joke day today.
That's right. You're looking at one here. No.
And that's how we begin the joke segment.
No, sorry. It wasn't bad joke day. It's old joke day.
Okay, either. We've got a whole bunch of them here, but we want your listener participation.
I'd love your participation. What about this one?
Can anybody say participation?
Precipitation?
Oh, whatever. Potato, patata. Could you give me your specifications?
I don't want to be here this morning.
I would like you to specifically tell me what you're talking about.
Just send them through your old jokes, 0427 949 honoratjoy.org.au. Have you got any there, Murph, that you want to read out?
If I could stop laughing. Okay. Ooh, what do you call a Frenchman wearing sandals?
What?
Flip flop.
Oh, my God. Oh, they got the laugh as well. Tim, have you got one in there?
That's really good. Wow.
Thank you.
All right, I've got one. This is the only one I'm doing because I'm terrible at them. Okay. What's the difference between a hippo and a Zippo?
I don't know.
One is really heavy and the other one... Oh, see, it's stuck it up.
Don't tell us the other one what. Oh, I'm really intrigued.
No, I can't.
Come on, you old joke.
And the other is a little lighter.
Oh, sorry.
I'm going to do a joke. Just
no, you aborted
it's only one line. I couldn't even get that
you
out.
You aborted mission halfway through. If you just finished it, it would have been funny.
Tim, what have you got?
All right. And God said to John, "Come forth, and you shall be granted eternal life." But John came fifth and won a toaster.
I actually like that. If you want to join in the fun this morning, you want to send in your old joke, 0427JOY949 honoratjoy.org.au.
You can find more Joycast and show blogs. Go to joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.